I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The man at the helm of insurance giant AIG says he's heard the rage. Company chairman Edward Liddy was raked over the coals before a congressional panel in Washington today. Mr. Liddy was called to explain executive bonuses at AIG totaling $165 million. This at a company that's taken more than $170 billion in taxpayer money just to stay afloat. At the hearing, Edward Liddy said that he's asked AIG employees who've received bonuses to give some of the money back. Well, that didn't seem to lessen the anger on Capitol Hill, or anywhere else for that matter. Justin Fox is business and economics columnist for Time magazine, and he says the AIG mess has a lot of people on the edge of their seats today overseas as well.
I imagine there are a lot of European bankers and European banking regulators who are watching extremely closely, because if political pressure here was to force a sort of renegotiation, reworking of the bailout, where AIG Financial Products, which is the division that enter into all these credit default swaps and other derivatives deals with banks in Europe and in the U.S., if those contracts had to be altered, or if the whole thing just somehow fell apart, that would be a disaster for some of the biggest European banks.
Can you describe this for us? Yeah. What's the knock-on effect?
Basically, what happened is a lot of banks would sort of offload their risks to AIG, and that allowed them to then go off and take more risks. So they would buy a contract from AIG that would protect them in the case of a group of mortgage loans going bad or some other credit going bad.
So they could get in more deeply.
They could dig themselves in more deeply. And so if that protection suddenly disappears, suddenly these European banks are facing a lot of risks that they thought they'd gotten rid of.
Well, let me ask you this then. If one of the things that they're looking at overseas is the American outrage over these payouts, then what would you expect the reaction to be to the news today from the CEO, Edward Liddy, who said, "We have heard from the American people loudly and clearly. The payment of large bonuses to people in the very unit that caused so much of AIG's financial trouble does not sit well with the American taxpayer. Accordingly," he says this morning, "I have asked employees of AIG Financial Products to step up and do the right thing, specifically those who received retention payments in excess of $100,000 or more, to return at least half of those payments." He says some have stepped forward and offered to return 100% of the payments. Is that the kind of thing that European and other interests want to hear?
Yeah, although I would imagine that in Western Europe, there are a lot of politicians and financial regulators who would sort of love to see the U.S. actually start taking more of a stand against these bonuses than just asking people to return half of them.
Why? Is it so intrinsic in United States business and American business versus what's happening over there, especially these huge compensation packages?
Well, yeah. I mean, the U.S. has been the global champion in paying people at the tops of companies and even down a few ranks in Wall Street firms huge amounts of money. I think London in the financial area sort of caught up in the last few years, and continental Europe, there's been a lot of resistance. I mean, especially just the salaries of the top executives of Deutsche Bank have been just a major national issue in Germany for a decade now. And so I think from the perspective of Europeans especially, but I would imagine also in Japan, this idea that, oh, the U.S. is finally realizing that this might be a problem and trying to crack down on it, I think people would watch that with interest.
What is the most significant thing that either Edward Liddy, the CEO of AIG now, or U.S. regulators, President Obama, in fact, could say or do that would ease the minds of those investors in the rest of the world who need AIG to survive for their own survival?
I guess that, you know, we're going to be hard on the employees, but not on the creditors. And that's sort of the awkward situation. It's kind of funny. We're talking about $165 million in bonuses, whereas AIG, I think the report was they've paid out about $100 billion on credit default swaps with counterparties in the U.S. and overseas, the majority of which went overseas. So it may be, you know, to a certain extent, this bonus scandal is muting out any big political discussion about that, which actually may make a lot of bankers in Europe breathe easier.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin Fox, Time magazine's business and economics columnist. His blog is called The Curious Capitalist. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Thanks for having me.